I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 41 killed in Turkey last week, 42 in Yemen, 5 in both Jordan and Lebanon. What do these have in common? Well, they were attacks by radical Muslims, and they barely made a blip in headlines or on social media. But after attacks in Florida, Belgium, and France, international response was loud. Why? Christian Aid Mission, Steve Van Valkenburg.
I think that's just part of human nature, is that it's somebody that we identify with, and it becomes a much bigger deal. It gets our attention because it's closer to home.
Galatians 6:9 tells us not to grow weary of doing good. That includes praying for God to move in other countries that seem to have constant need.
They can always sign up for Mission Insider that Christian Aid Mission puts out every week. And that'll give people a glimpse into what's happening in other countries in terms of sharing the gospel with people.
And as orphans around the world wait to find a family so they don't have to face the world alone, it's encouraging to see Christians step up to the plate. Ronnie Rock with Mission Network News shares this story.
Cesar Aguizabal works for Orphan Outreach in Guatemala. He also serves as president of the board for the Alianza Cristiana para los Huérfanos, the Guatemalan Christian Alliance for Orphans.
The situation here in Guatemala is really hard, and there's a lot of need.
Nearly 400,000 Guatemalan children are currently orphaned. The Alliance encourages more Guatemalans to serve those who have been rescued from abuse and neglect. Support groups have been formed for the growing number of Guatemalan families adopting children. And Cesar says more churches and individuals are also seeking guidance on starting orphan care ministries. From Guatemala, this is Ronnie Rock with Mission Network News.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is generally what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are through God's eyes. So join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.